Good evening. We're glad you joined us. It's another Thursday, and we call this the Good News. Anything from the Word of God is good news.
Yes.
Amen. Whether it be discipline or whether it be the salvation story, it's all good news because God is good, and He only has good in mind for us. Let's go to Him in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love You and praise You. We thank You for another day of Your grace and Your mercy. We thank You for our salvation. Thank You, Jesus, for coming as a man and dying on that cross to pay the price for our sin. Thank You, Lord, that we'll be with You eternally as we continue to rest in You, abide in You, trust in You, follow You, and just be full of You. Thank You, Father, for the joy of knowing Jesus personally through His Spirit. We thank You, Father. And Father, this afternoon I pray for the children everywhere, that they would come to know You. And I pray for the adults on this Indian Meadows, on this mountain campground where we live. I pray for everyone on this mountain to come to know You. I pray that the church up here would just prosper and be full to overflowing, full of joy and praise and worship at who You are. It is so good to belong to You, Father. Thank You for opening our eyes, and we pray that the eyes of others would be opened. And I pray for those that are suffering in pain, that You would touch their bodies. And Father, I pray that they will trust You and glorify You no matter what they go through. We thank You for the body of Christ, that You've given us one another to pray for one another, to love one another, to encourage one another in their faith. Father, help us to be like Jesus. That's our desire, to be like Him, to glorify You, and to be pleasing to You in all of our ways. Forgive us, Father, for the times that we fail You. Thank You for the Holy Ghost that shows us when we are off the path and pushes us back on, nudges us back on the path. We thank You, Father, for Your love for us. In Jesus' precious name, and everybody said, Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We have a wonderful song that probably a lot of you know. It's Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me. And the author says, as I struggle along, we're all struggling, aren't we? We're all struggling with our own flesh. But thanks be to God, we can overcome our flesh, the lusts of our flesh. We don't have to give in because we are empowered by the Holy Ghost. I am so thankful for the 43 years of knowing Jesus as my Savior, as my Lord. May you know Him that way also.
Amen.
World looks upon me as I struggle along, and they say I have nothing. But they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. Yes, there's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me Your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I have
you. Thank you, Jesus.
And to me, that's all that matters. Though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Yes, there's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I'm getting to where every day, I can see how the Lord's been with me all my life.
Amen.
He was even with me and knit me together in my mother's womb. There's been times when I felt like that there was no one that cared. I didn't even think God cared. But you know, he'll always step in and show you if you just give him a chance.
Amen.
Just give him a chance. I thank him today for his love, mercy. I thank him for his forgiveness. I do thank him for our home up here, Pastor Nikki.
Me too.
I thank him for the fine family that he's given us up here at Indian Metis.
Amen.
I thank him for the wonderful friends and family in Salt Springs,
yes.
Florida. I thank him that he's faithful. And sometimes we all get a little down from time to time.
Yes.
And sometimes there are things that happen that we simply ask God for some kind of an answer, and we don't get it. But I can assure you today that there's a God in heaven that loves you and me. And if you'll let him, if you will just let him take control, he'll speak to our minds, he'll speak to our hearts.
Amen.
And we're not out here just flailing in the air. God is directing the footsteps of people that are following him with all of their heart.
Amen.
You know, today I've got a message, and I pray that whatever you're doing, you won't be distracted. Because I want to talk to you about two kinds of people, and I want to ask you what kind of a person you are when I say there's two kinds. There's the restless, and there is the restful. And in the book of Hebrews, you know, I encourage you, whenever you know we're going to come on Tuesdays and Thursdays, to have your Bible ready and read along with me. We're going to go to Hebrews, the 4th chapter. And Paul was speaking words of encouragement. And I think that a lot of us preachers and pastors are not preaching what God would have us to preach on. That we want to try to take this and beat somebody over the head with it. But we need to be using the Word of God to encourage and warn what lies ahead for all of us. Now we have a choice. We can be restless. We can seek other things to make us happy. We can even seek drugs, alcohol, sex. We can seek power. We want to make a name for ourselves. And those are the people that's always restless. Then you find those that may not have two nickels to rub together. And they live very simply. You know, up in West Virginia, when you travel these mountains, you can see a lot of people that's living a very simple life. I'm proud to be called a mountaineer. I love the mountains. And you know, we could have bought this property 15 years ago is when we built the church. We bought this little piece of land here. Got a mobile home on it. The Lord and me built the front porch and the back porch. Screened in back porch, screened in front porch. We have a deck built out there overlooking the mountains. Pastor Nikki and I live very simple. Our vehicles is a 2005, 2006, and a 2007. You know what? We're very restful. Mm-hmm. We're at peace. You can't be restless and have peace. But you can be restful and the simple things in life mean so much. Let us get into the Word today. Paul wrote to the Hebrews with encouragement, and that's what I want to do today by the power of the Holy Ghost, is I want to encourage you. If you're a restless person, I'm going to show you here how God says that we can be restful, that we can be at peace with God, and we can be at peace with the world. They may not be at peace with us, but we can be at peace with them. Amen. Paul says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Paul was saying, we better be careful. We can get caught up in the things of the world. We can get caught up in other people's troubles. We can get so bent out of shape, and we can get so involved. And Paul says that we don't need to come short of the rest that is in Jesus Christ. Well, now, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying that we have to walk with our mind open and our heart clear, and we can see what the adversary would love to put on us. I'm guilty. There's been times in this ministry, there's been times in this ministry and through the three or four churches that we have started or turned around, there's been times when I picked up other people's troubles and I tried to carry those problems.
Right.
Pastor Nikki has been so good for me. I know she's prayed many a prayer for me. But I got myself so overloaded with other problems that I was so restless. I wanted to fix it. I wanted to solve it. Well, there's no doing that because we all have to work out our own salvation with trembling and with fear. Paul says we don't need to come short of that rest. He says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Amen. Who is he talking about? He's talking about people that hear the word of God. They hear the gospel. And they turn aside. They don't want to receive that as being the number one priority in their life. They hear it, but they're still deaf in their heart. He said in the third verse, "For we which have believed do enter into rest."
Amen.
Glory to God. I need to say that one more time.
Yes.
For we which have believed. Oh, I pray you'll let this come into your heart. We which have believed do enter into rest.
Amen.
Not restless, but restful. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. You know what? There's some of us that just don't know how to take a break. There's some of us that just don't know how to just sit down and enjoy the presence of God.
Amen.
Do you want to feel his presence? Then you need to settle down and you need to get away from things, just like God didn't need to rest on the seventh day. He set us an example that there are times if we want to just be restful and at peace and that we want to enjoy his presence, we're going to have to do something ourselves. First of all, we're going to have to find a place where we won't be disturbed or distracted. Second, we need to quit trying to carry other people's load. We need to get into that rest as God has promised us. And he said, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. I want to ask you something today. Let's be honest with each other. God knows what's in our heart. Do you know how to enter into God's rest? Do you know what it's like to be at peace no matter what's going on around you? Do you know how to enter into his rest when people come against you? When they say all manner of evil against you? Do you know how to enter into his rest? Well, let me tell you how you do that. You make Jesus Christ your number one priority.
Amen.
And you can go to him about anything. If you've got an ingrown toenail, you can go to God about it.
That's right.
Because there's nothing that's not important to Jesus Christ about you, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
He says in the sixth verse, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. You'll never enter into rest if you've got unbelief in your heart. You know, when you ask God for something, believe it's already done. And if it is according to his will, Jesus said, ask my Father anything in my name, and he will do it.
That's right.
But unbelief. I was thinking last night, our Wednesday night service, it seems like that the Spirit is directing us. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the Spirit is directing us to be an example and to turn our services more towards the young people on Wednesday night. Well, we're going to follow God.
Amen.
Well, we had, I don't know, 6, 7 young people last night. And one girl, I don't know how old she is, maybe 12, maybe 10. But you know what she did? She said, I want to ask Jesus into my heart. I want to be saved.
Amen.
Well, I called for the women in the church to come up and pray with her, and I prayed with her, and from her heart, I knew she was sincere. You know, if we don't take time out for the younger people, and I know there's people on this mountain at Indian Methodist that go out of their way to do something for the kids.
Yes.
I appreciate that. We have just about completed our youth building, and we just want to teach these young people, these kids, while they're still teachable.
Amen.
While they're still teachable, we want to teach them.
Amen.
That there is a God in heaven, and His Son Jesus is very much alive, and they can count on Jesus to help them grow up and be what God wants them to be.
Amen.
But unbelief. We're celebrating our 15th year up here building the church. 15 years. And I want to tell you, it took a lot of faith. And it took a lot of hard work. If you've got faith, there's going to be some hard work behind it. I'm going to tell you that right now. And now we're celebrating our 15th year up here on this beautiful Blue Ridge Mountain with the most wonderful people in the whole world. But the young people are going to have to be brought up and trained. Just like we need to be as a church, we need to be training people to take our job over. I don't want to die and have an empty spot there. I want to teach these kids. I want to be able to turn our church over to someone that's been taught the truth and to bring a message of encouragement and a warning about hell. Hell is very real.
Amen.
So it says that there was a lot of people that you cannot enter into God's rest if you've got unbelief in your heart.
That's right.
Sometimes I just start singing, "My God can do anything. Anything, anything, my God, He can do anything. He made the earth in all its fullness, and all that time shall bring. My God, He can do anything." You know what? We've got to practice. We've got to practice faith. We've got to use it. I had a guy from Frontier Internet come today. My Lord, he had muscles that big around. Just a young guy. I said, "You must work out." He said, "That's the only way to get these muscles is to work out." The only way that we can enter into God's rest is to practice and to use our faith to believe God.
Yes.
And to know that we can be at peace, we can be at rest in the middle of a storm.
That's right.
I tell you, we've had some storms up on this mountain since we've been up here. We've been up here maybe 2.5 months or more.
Yes.
And we've had some storms. And Nikki's always telling me about how her daddy took her out in a storm and held her tight in his arms. And she said she overcome her fear because of her daddy's strong arms wrapped around her. It is time for us to run into the arms of a living God.
Yes.
And let Him put His arms around us and hold us. And in the middle of the storm, we will feel His safety. And we can enter into His rest and know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We don't have to fear
what
may come upon us.
Amen.
And He limited a certain day, saying in David, "Today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if you will hear His voice, and harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. Now let me finish with a couple more verses. Amen. Listen close. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Are you a child of God? You might say, no, I'm not. Well, you can be. And you're living a restless life, a troubled life, an empty life, an unfruitful life. You can change that today by calling upon the name of Jesus. The Bible says those that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
Yes.
Shall be saved.
Amen.
Let's read the 11th verse and then I'll close. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. It means that we're going to have to work at it. Don't sit in a corner and ask God to come and serve you and wait on you. But lest labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. God cannot, will not work through unbelief. Now I want to ask you today, have you entered into his rest? Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe there is a God, believe that he sent his son to rescue us from a devil's hell. I want to say this today. Only through Jesus can we turn from restless to restful.
Amen.
Do you want Jesus to free you?
Yes.
Do you want Jesus to free you from all these burdens that you're carrying around? Are you a Christian and have you backslid because you let little by little, the things of the world come in? It is time for you and me to make the choice. Do I want to be restful? Do I want to enter into God's rest? Paul said, let us labor, therefore, to enter into his rest. That means it's going to take praying, reading the Word of God, reaching out to people that need help, teaching our young people that God is the answer. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world.
Amen.
Would you come to him today? Would you come to Jesus today? He's waiting. He's got his arms outstretched.
Amen.
Would you come? Would you come? Pastor Nikki, would you come? And let's sing, It Is Well. Only you can answer that.
It is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss.
See you Tuesday. We love you.
It is well.
Let's enter into his rest.
It is well.
Be restful,
it
peaceful.
Is well.
Sing forth,
with
Pastor.
My soul.
See you Tuesday.
My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to that cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. It is well. Let's rest in the Lord Jesus every minute of every day. Bye for now.